Good evening. It is Tuesday, June 27, 2023, 6 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. Pledge of Allegiance will be led tonight by Assemblymember Powell.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There are no ceremonial matters tonight, so we'll go to roll call, please.
Yes, Assemblymembers Robbins, Morrison.
Here.
Ryan Howe, Dalrymple.
Here.
David Powell.
Here.
Ward.
Here.
And Mayor Gill.
Here. Persons to be heard. Let's see if we have anyone signed up under persons to be heard. Great. We have Sven Westergaard, correct? He's an IBEW representative, negotiating agent. Would you like to come and introduce yourself?
Honorable Mayor and Borough members, I'm Sven Westergaard. I'm from Ketchikan, Alaska, born and raised. On my mom's side, I'm fourth or fifth generation. Grew up in Ketchikan, wrestling. Got a lot of friends that became family. I live in this town. I would like to speak tonight on the water treatment reclassification. So if you guys would like to, if I could speak on that topic
sure.
then.
Sure.
But nice to put some names and faces finally. Thank you.
Thank you. So you'd like to speak when we reach that point? In the agenda?
Yes, ma'am, if that would be okay.
Okay, now is that the lead position or which position?
All of them.
All of them?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right, thank you. And no other persons to be heard, so we'll go to amendments to the agenda. Any assembly member wish to amend the agenda? All right, hearing none. Conflict of interest. Any assembly member have any conflict on any item? Okay, none. Consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Dalrymple seconds.
Okay, so motion by Morrison, second by Dalrymple to approve the consent agenda. Any questions, comments? You'll notice that item 6B, you have the tracking changes for the electrical superintendent job, mm-hmm. and they're minor. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes. Now we get to manager's report.
Madam Mayor, so quite a few things to pass today. Just kind of want to talk about the meeting we had. It was the mayor, Assemblymember Morrison, Assemblymember Dalrymple, Assemblymember Robbins, and I met with Senator Murkowski, Sherry Klein, Robert Bates from DEC, the Ketchikan city manager, Kate Thomas, Tom Wetter, and we were all in person. And then we had the Sitka borough manager and the Petersburg borough manager via Zoom on 19 June. Primary purpose of the meeting was to discuss our wastewater treatment and the 301H waiver. Randy Bates did a really good job, I think, in kind of explaining and going through the 301H waiver and kind of their 401 permit and then the 301H waiver that EPA kind of goes through. So I think from that, I think some of the biggest takeaways, and I'll follow back up with Senator Murkowski's office, is really trying to, I think, get a path forward for all the nine communities impacted by the 301H waiver to hopefully ensure we can either get more time from EPA and they'll hopefully grant DEC more time for us, which would then allow federal action on appropriations. So that's really the big goal. I did have a couple key points in here as well, key concerns, is we are the first communities going through this process. So I think having the other communities there as well, I think definitely showed some support for that. No federal funding has been identified from the federal or state level for the upgrades. The upgrades cost to the Wrangell disinfection is $12.5 million and would still require a 301H waiver even if we got the disinfection done. And I think Wrangell is one of the 45 communities in the nation that has been granted a 301H waiver for the 1972 Clean Water Act that requires secondary treatment. My concern is even if we receive the funding for disinfection, it would still be at the whim of EPA to get the 301H waiver every 5 years. So that's definitely a concern if we go through this process. Would we then every 5 years, you know, have to go through this and worry about needing to get secondary treatment? And then the cost for secondary treatment is roughly $31 million. So some big numbers on there. We're probably one of the cheaper options, I think, for the nine different communities. So I think as we go through this process, I just want to make sure that Wrangell is set. I mean, if we're going to go after money, that we're set and we're not, you know, we're not having to go after 301H waiver and possibly get denied and then have to go after additional funding. So that's kind of what I want to kind of work through going forward. And then I said, well, I'll be working with Senator Murkowski and the staff as far as kind of trying to move forward and then trying to get some of the other communities involved as well and try to attack this together. So in addition to the 301H waiver, we conducted a driving tour with Senator Murkowski, and we discussed the 6 Mile property, the public safety building, the Inner Harbor, and also the barge ramp. So just kind of walked her through those projects and kind of where we're at. The I'm not sure if it is today, and I have to check with Tom on the wastewater or the water treatment plant was no longer spilling water as in the lower reservoir as of this report, but it could have after the
little. We're about a foot low. We usually don't start at the siphon until we're, you know, 5 feet low, so we're still in pretty good shape. The rain this week's definitely gonna help.
Yeah. So that does impact kind of what we're doing with the water and, you know, watering some of the industrial lot roads and things like that. So it does have an impact. We did receive word that the proposed $7 million from Senator Murkowski's congressionally directed spending for the public safety building did not make it through committee. So that means no funding for that. I would like to move forward.
Can you tell the public what we were planning on doing with that $7 million?
$7 million would have gone towards the re-siding and a new roof. So that's what it would have been for. I would like to move forward with a preliminary action report, and I can bring it for an action item at the next meeting. It's estimated $60,000 for that preliminary action report, but what that allows us to do is apply for grants with USDA to kind of do the same thing. There is a match with that, though. It's a 50% match, but it's 50% grants as well. So I followed up with the Office of Children's Services, and they did get back to me, and what they're offering is that that we would only pay $25,000 versus the $53,000. So I could either bring that back before the assembly for a budget amendment, or I could eliminate it. So
go ahead, Assemblymember Morrison.
But we would still be getting supposedly half the service or a quarter of the service?
Well, we're getting about a quarter of the service now. This would be about a quarter of the bill.
Okay. All right. That's, yeah.
And they would still be officed in our facility?
Correct. Here in Wrangell.
Yeah. With the assembly approval, we'd like to see you bring that back to us at our next meeting. Yes. Give you direction to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And it's currently in the budget right now for 53.
Right.
So I didn't take it out of the budget. Okay. We're working to firm up some of our internal policies and procedures. Kind of the first area we're working on is utility billing and notice of late payments. And some of the past practice really wasn't really consistent, and we kind of wavered at times on what the billing was, what we would pull someone off the list for as far as any disconnect or anything like that. So trying to firm up that policy, and we kind of did this last week, an internal policy that now everyone has the same policy in front of them, and it's per what the code says. Here's what the code says. Here's what our internal policy is going to be. And so that's what we're doing moving forward. So it'll be the same, and so the public can expect some consistency in that.
Okay, and you don't anticipate any changes in the code?
No.
We worked on that several years ago.
Right. No, the code is good, and good. we just need to follow that policy. So that's what we'll be doing. Robert Seaman was selected as a full-time chief executive officer for SEPA. And during the latest board meeting that we had, it was looks tentatively like there will not be a need for electric rates to raise again this year. So based off of what the forecast look like and just the electricity usage and things moving forward. So
okay, so for the public, SEPA does not intend at this moment to raise their prices to the borough.
As of now, they do not. And that was so that would be in December, but
right.
At this point they do not. 4th of July preps have begun. Includes fixing porta potties, gathering barricades, and cleaning the streets. So we're going through that process now. As I kind of mentioned earlier about the industrial lots, they have been watered several times. But since we're no longer spilling water, we're going to kind of stop doing that. We do kind of need to figure out kind of a path moving forward when it does get dry. What we do for the industrial lots, because it does get pretty dusty there. Let's see some other things. Our large order for the spare parts for the ozone machines did arrive. Wayne and Andrew did a great job kind of rebuilding those. Did go through pretty much all of the spare parts we ordered. And then what they did with some of the parts they've taken out is they're actually trying to go through and actually clean those. See if we can get them working. So really appreciate the hard work of Wayne and Andrew to kind of get that up and running and kind of get us operational. So good job to those guys.
So do we have both ozone generators up and running?
Yeah, both, right? Well, one and a half.
Yeah. We're seeing like 95% performance out of one and about 60%, I want to say, out of the other one.
Okay.
All right. And then we are starting to get algae and duckweed in the polishing pond for the wastewater treatment plant. So that's all manually removed with the vac truck, and that'll happen this week. I did have Tom and his crew kind of go through the wood burning that we've been doing just to kind of figure out, because there is a cost to doing that. And I think in the past, again, past practice, sometimes people were charged, sometimes they weren't. Again, what's our policy say? Here's what we're doing. It was in our code that if you had wood waste, that you would get charged the $18, just like if you were shipping waste off island. I had Tom kind of go through, run some numbers of what that actually was and what that looked like. And then I kind of have a breakdown of my manager notes here as far as what the actual cost is. And I think kind of the break-even point is around $8 a yard. And then I've given here what $9 per yard would be, $10 a yard as well. So at $8 is break-even. But I can bring that forward with a rate change moving forward, but I definitely don't feel like we should be charging people $18 moving forward, given that we're not shipping the stuff off-island. But at the same time, there is a cost, and I know there is always that risk, and something we need to talk about is that risk of people, if they are getting charged and they go out and dump their wood waste or yard debris somewhere else. So there's that risk as well if we do start charging, that people just don't want to pay the $8 a yard. And for yardage standpoint, a full truckload would be about a little over a yard, yard and a half. So I can do
so
a rate change. Kind
a
of
full truckload would be maybe $8,
$10? $10, maybe $12.
And that's with the person offloading it to a specified location. I've done
right.
that before.
It is. So there's a burn area we have.
Yeah.
And the racks that we get, and we can start looking for some different ways that we can be more efficient on the racks themselves as well, because those cost around $12,000, $10,000 to $12,000. And they last about a year and a half, so they kind of rust out after a while, and they have to be replaced. There's the cost of operating the excavator, mm-hmm. so we have someone on there operating it. So that's personnel costs associated with it. There's fuel costs associated with it. So all those costs are factored into what that would be.
Assemblymember Morris.
Okay, just for clarification, you're talking about wood waste, which would be trees, limbs, brush. Is that taking it to the dump, or is that taking it to the place up by the rifle range?
No, that's different. It's taking it to the transfer station that we have and then burning it there.
And burning it there.
Hmm.
She brings up a good point. Are we allowing people to dispose of wood waste by the...
Just commercial contractors. So it's commercial, and it's not wood, it's like the...
Wood waste can't go in the monofill. It's just going to create voids and different things, cause problems later on down the road.
Okay.
So
we could look at commercial versus personal as well. So we kind of talked about that a little bit as well.
Because there's times when somebody brings up, you know, a couple garbage bag fulls, and then there's sometimes people bring up a full dump truck full of alder trees, and obviously the time it takes to manage those two things are very different.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I just think there's some confusion about what needs to go where.
Right. So, yeah, all wood debris, personal wood debris, that all goes to the transfer station, goes in a separate area, that all gets loaded up, gets burned. Cardboard is still free. Mm-hmm. And then I believe the scrap metal is all free as well. Okay.
But that one, I would say we should probably do something similar to what we are with burnables. Now that Shorty and those guys aren't accepting the scrap out at the mill, there is still a cost of us, you know, policing people, ensuring that it is being sorted and stored in the proper places. And then we're using our excavator to load their truck. And so there's still our staff time of dealing with that, and then they're taking it from there, but because they don't have the operation open at 6 Mile, you know, there is still somewhat of an expense for us. So we should probably do something similar, a similar analysis, I guess.
Well, I don't want to discuss it here. I'd like to have you bring it back to us and we'll act on it, but would you think also in terms of trying to consolidate the work effort? In other words, certain days of the week or times that you will accept that and you'll have one big pile? Because I noticed that when I was doing it, I was really in the way of people, workmen trying to get it onto the burn pile. And
I think a limitation there is like we can't have just like a big, huge, raging fire there because of FAA rules and the airport being right next door. So it's kind of got to be low and slow throughout the day.
Well, I was thinking just in terms of depositing the debris.
Right.
And then have you deal with it at a leisurely pace. But we can work that out.
Yeah, and we'll bring something forward recommendation. I just kind of want to bring it to your attention that we are kind of looking at it, and we'll kind of bring something.
But for now, you've halted the $18 charge.
We did.
Okay.
Is that in the schedule?
It is in the fee schedule.
So
we can't
hold
it.
Well,
It's actually not really defined in there.
Okay. I would rather halt it.
It's basically just like a drop off fee. It's not specific.
Okay.
All right. So one of the other things is we received $22,000 for a pump out station at Shoemaker. And we'll be bringing something forward for the match for $7,500 for our part, and that's from the CVA Dingell Johnson grant.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. For the library, just I want to shout out to Margaret Villarma. This is her last week in the office, and just a fantastic job that she's done for the city for the past 32 years. So definitely. 34 years, sorry, 34. Didn't want to shorten 2 years. But yeah, just going to miss her, and she's done a great job. So just wanted a big shout out to her. We do have a new director. Speaking of that, Sarah Scambler, she was offered the job, and she accepted the position. And we will be advertising her old position, and that will go from 30 hours a week to 40 hours a week. So we should be able to open the hours, open for a few more hours during the day.
Awesome.
Summer reading program, we had 146 people signed up as of today. And then a ton of stuff going on in Parks and Rec, as always. So I definitely encourage everyone to kind of go through and read everything they're doing. It would take me probably 20 25 minutes if I read through everything. But,
right.
And I definitely wanted to thank Ashley Allen. She departed and went to her search, but just want to thank the work that she's done as well and appreciate all her hard work working for the city. And then Devin Johnson, she passed her certification for the National Association of Sports Medicine. And this is a certification is for youth sport specific. So shout out to Devin as well.
And the pool
is being filled.
It's full.
It's full. Awesome.
Yeah, it's, we turned Lane started the turn the heat on today. So he's tinkering with that.
Are the chemicals in?
Chemicals are being added gradually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking good.
That's very
it's hot
good.
In there, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. That's very good news.
It is.
Any yes. questions for the borough manager? All right. Now for the highlight of the evening, the infrastructure report. An update.
Well, while she's going through that, one thing I didn't need to mention, I'm not sure if I did, but Aldertop will be awarded day after tomorrow, so the 29th, or at least we'll get the bids in. I would like to have a special session, probably the week of the, was it the week of the?
So bid opening is tomorrow. He's looking at a special assembly meeting to award that since we only have one assembly meeting in July.
Okay, and I would agree with that. We'd like to get that project rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps later this week?
Well, we can't.
I think she needs more time. Than
right.
Need more time. So sometime next week?
Fifth or sixth next week?
So maybe, I mean, it's difficult because that's a 4th of July week.
I know.
That makes it really hard for everybody.
But it would be a real quick meeting.
It would be quick. I told Jeff if he promises that it would just be
one item.
Maybe on the 6th, that's a Thursday.
We have the pre-bid meeting for the water plant on the 6th. That wouldn't be a great day for us.
No, it would be the evening, not in the day.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be great.
Unless you wanted it in the day. I know you work.
All right. Thursday, July 6th, 5:30. Real quick meeting.
It'll be quick.
Okay. It's for a good cause.
And then one other thing I forgot to mention is that we did get a potential request for three larger cruise ships in 2024. Between 2,000 and 3,300 passengers.
Ooh,
so we're kind of moving forward with that. It's just three.
Same ship?
No, they're three different
three
ships.
Three different ships?
Yeah, visits. Yeah, just be three visits. They're kind of the longer tours. So just three visits for the entire year for that larger ship. So I think if we can kind of move forward with that, and maybe 3 to 5 a year would be palatable.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for next year.
2025.
Okay.
Oh, so that's 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're building out the schedule for 25 right now.
I was just thinking more porta potties.
Yeah.
Okay. We have time. All right.
My apologies. I spent the last hour developing a very brief and concise report on all the projects and then don't have it with me now. I don't know what
happened. That's all right. Your memory
is
wonderful.
I'm going to have to go off of memory.
All right.
I'll do my best to keep it brief because there was about 22 of the major projects that I wanted to go over with you. So if I don't mention one and you want to know about it, please just let me
know.
But the highlights are obviously the water plant that we were just talking about. That project is out to bid. We were scheduled for a pre-bid meeting today. We only had one interested party express returning to Wrangell to attend that, so we garnered some more interest by extending that date out to sorry, I can't talk now. I'm confusing myself. July 6th. So we do have several people interested in bidding that project and who are on the plan holders list and who plan to come to Wrangell, so they say. The project is scheduled currently to bid on July 19th. Depending on how the pre-bid meeting goes and what questions come up and what we may need to answer, it may be such that we will need to extend that. It's very typical. And we had planned for a six-week bid date, bid period, and we only issued a five-week. So we anticipated we might be extending that. But on top of that, we did submit a $2 million additional funding request to the Economic Development Administration on Friday. They did encourage us to submit that. It sounds like they have some additional funds and wanted us to submit that earlier rather than later, which later was originally identified as when we had bids in hand. So that's some good, some exciting news that they're encouraging us to submit. They have their review committee meeting in July and needed that information ahead of time so they could review it. USDA is still waiting for us to have bids in hand before they will consider additional funding for that project, but all signs are looking good in our favor for some additional funding coming our way. That's the water plant. Any questions on that one? The pool siding project, another big highlighted project here in the community. The contractor is working on getting their submittals on the products together. In doing so, we have realized that there is an issue with the siding design in that there wasn't a hat channel included in the design, which is now needed to create a ventilation space between the siding and the substrate, the wall substrate. The information that the architect had on the siding panel profile that they had received in their sample kit and that they had used in the past on the Bartlett Hospital, that siding profile had a ventilation built into the profile, and so a hat channel was not needed. And the ventilation is needed because that product heats up, and without it, the manufacturer won't warranty it. And they do recommend a hat channel to create a ventilation space. So we have sorted it out, figured it out. The architect had the wrong profile. They don't make that profile anymore. They did, but it was just in the sample kit that they had received just a few months ago while they were designing this. So nobody knows how that happened. Now we have asked the contractor to give us a price to install, to acquire the hat channel and install. It's been a problem finding it, but they're to get us a price here shortly, and we'll be reviewing that. We'll be coming back to you. It'll be a change order, but our recommendation is that we don't install that, you know, counter to the manufacturer's recommendation. So that's where we are with that project, but they are anxious to get their materials ordered and have started some of that with the submittal process that they're doing. Lucy has selected a very beautiful design, and I think you'll all be excited to see it. So we're anxious for that project to be done. The Nolan Center settlement of the storage building, that project has been issued for contract. You know, we have to, in order to fix that slab correctly, you know, we're going in and cutting up six sections of the slab, putting helical piles into the ground within the slab space. So that means we have to move everything out of that building. The Nolan Center is booked through Bearfest, and as soon as Bearfest is over, we'll be relocating all the materials that are stored in that building into the Nolan Center. We have 2 weeks to do that before the next event. But the contractor believes that is enough time for him to get in and get out of the building, allowing us time to have the concrete cured and get the materials back in. So first 2 weeks in August is when we anticipate that work being done. The two UST tanks at the public safety building and the high school, we have been hounding the engineers to get that project moving forward. They're trying to get in touch with the one UST certified worker that is in Southeast Alaska, who is booked through August, but we're trying to get him on the schedule, but he still needs a scope of work from the engineers. It's just been trying to get them together, but that project is slowly moving, but it looks like we're probably not going to have that work done until early September. So we will be notifying DEC of our new schedule on that, and hopefully that will satisfy them. So many projects. Aldertop, Aldertop Village Subdivision, that project is out to bid. It was originally supposed to bid today. We've extended that bid opening until Thursday just to be able to answer some questions that contractors had and give them time to address that in their bidding process. So, again, bids open on Thursday, and if we can have that special meeting, we'll get that project moving forward. You have on your agenda tonight an item to approve a contract to True North for the archaeological work that's supposed to happen by the requirement of the Corps and SHPO. It may be longer. I could speak to that item when it comes up, but it's really unknown how long the archaeologist is going to have to be on site. It's going to be dictated by the contractor schedule. You know, I anticipated at least a month. It could be longer, but that's addressed in your agenda item. So if you want to discuss that more later, we can.
Will you tell the public what we're doing at Aldertop?
Sure. We are in this first phase. We are going through and we're doing the clearing and the grubbing of the roadway corridor only. So all the trees and the stumps will be removed. It'll be excavated down to get our subbase in for the roadway. And then that's pretty much it. We've got, there are two areas that during the earlier archaeological monitoring for the school issue, they weren't able to get in and do the site investigation work. So we've included that in this project with the contractors and the archaeologists. A part of that is included in that cost estimate that you've got, and I can further describe that when that comes up as well. But really just doing the site work and preparing that for doing the ground disturbance and having the archaeologists here. Because we need to have the archaeologists here for the Phase 2 project also, which is the second set of 20 lots that we anticipate opening up after this first set of 20 lots, we're going to go ahead and do the same work for the roadway for that next phase of the subdivision as well. That way we get all of the archaeology done, the ground disturbances done, and we've satisfied the Corps and SHPO's requirements.
So Phase 1 and 2, we're going to start the road work, the getting that structure cleared. This summer,
yes. Phase 2 will be the utilities and the final roadway construction. Currently, we are, the engineer is done with the design. We've submitted that to DEC for their review for the sewer and the water utilities that just went in this week. They typically have 30 days to review that, depending on their staffing levels. It could be longer, but we did anticipate that that wouldn't come back to us in time for the utility and the road work to happen this season, right? So, but we will move forward without delay and be ready to bid that out over the winter so that a contractor is ready to begin that work as soon as they can, weather depending, in the spring. The HVAC project at the pool, the HVAC work is done. The digital controls project is a little delayed, but sounds like we will be having that contractor returning here in the next couple of weeks, shooting to have everything complete by the end of July when we have the balancer scheduled to come in and do the HVAC balancing. So that project will be done. We did get an extension from the CDBG on that project until the end of this year. We originally had the end of May to be 80% complete, but we've got some room there. We also have a balance of about $200,000 on that grant unspent, and so we're also trying to utilize this extra time that we have to see what additional improvements we can make with that extra money. So I've asked for some additional ideas from the two contractors, and so we're pursuing that to see if we can get some additional improvements.
So did you say $200,000?
$200,000. Which is not usual for right. us to have that amount of surplus grant money. And this is the grant that requires no match. So that's a win-win for Wrangell. Let's see, what else? The Mount Dewey Trail Extension. Otherwise, we're calling it the Non-Motorized Trail Transportation System. That project, the engineer is wrapping up the final design documents, bidding documents. We had some hiccups with DOT getting our driveway permit and then an encroachment permit. We had a guardrail in a part of the right-of-way, and we've decided DOT asked us to remove it. So we did. Just this week we got that word. And so P&T's wrapping that up, and we'll have the bid documents by the end of this week. They will have to be approved by FLAP, the Federal Highways Administration Program. And once we get approval from them, we'll be ready to go out to bid. So hopefully that will be a quick turnaround on their end.
Fire alarm system at the school, followed by the elevator.
Yes, the fire alarm project is underway. They began at the end of May, and they're progressing. Really no issues. There's been a couple of minor questions that have come around, but we've been addressing those, and it's proceeding. The elevator project has not moved forward since the last time we talked. What else?
Industrial lots.
Jeff's been helping me. He's basically taken on the 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue roadway construction, and he's been working with the engineers to get the survey work done, which I understand will start tomorrow. We did find out that the permit, the core permit that we had for that subdivision, when they renewed it a few years ago, they did not include the roadways, so we do have to go through the core permitting process for that. But that's moving forward in that direction.
And, of course, the pavilion, the fireplace.
The fireplace pavilion.
So with the pavilion, I've been trying to go for some old contractors. We did get a better design for the temporary bracing that should be a lot cheaper. So I've been trying to go through the local contractor list to see if we can get some support for that. So I've been working through that. We did, big thanks to Jamie Roberts. We did finally get all the paperwork is submitted, and we should be getting our funding in the next couple of weeks for the storm damage we had.
Oh, good.
A year and a half ago. But that was just a ton. I mean, the amount of paperwork that she went through and had to do, and I think I had to sign about 30 different pages for each one of the different items we had. So it was a ton of paperwork. So really a big shout out to her. So we should be getting that funding, and then we can start moving forward with the one that was damaged during the storm, and then we're also working on the other one as well.
The
stairs. I know that you've identified the stairs.
We did.
The high school.
Yes, we have a contractor that we're working with right now. They've looked at the project. That's as far as we've gotten with that project so far. But moving forward to try to get that replaced. And primarily it's the railing that is going to be replaced. There is on the upper set of stairs, there's some footings that need to be redone. They're corroding, they're eroding. So that's a concern. But we do have a contractor on board now that we're working with. It's moving that forward. We have two Homeland Security funded projects. One is the Nolan Center standby generator upgrades. That project is complete with design, and it's been sent to the fire marshal for review. The generator was ordered by the borough. It'll be owner provided, contractor installed in the project. The generator's not slated to be in Wrangell until early December. It's coming from Brazil, and the federal agency allowed us to use a non-American product with a Buy American requirement in the project because of the benefit that we gained from the Brazil product. About 32 weeks to order that Brazilian product as opposed to 62 weeks for the Texas American made. So they will consider a non-American made product if you can justify, sometimes it's time, lead time, other times it's cost. But anyway, that was ordered 32 weeks, anticipated here in December. So our plan is to have the contract out to bid with a performance period that is aligned with the arrival of the generator in December. That will require a short interruption in power and service for the Nolan Center. That will be planned well ahead, and Cindy's well aware of that, so not a big deal. The other project that's funded by Homeland Security is the Ports and Harbor Surveillance System. Contract documents have been sent to Chatham Electric, who is our low bidder and contractor for that project. We're just waiting to get that contract back from them. They're waiting on their performance of payment bonds. As soon as they get those back, we'll have them in hand and issue a notice to proceed. We have the lift station generator enclosure on Wood Street. That project is complete. I'd like to report that it's nice to have that one done. Johnson's constructed that project, and they completed it. It's a beautiful project. Kat came in, did the commissioning of the generator with the contractor, public works crew, wastewater crew, the garage crew, and it's ready to go when we have an issue. That grant will be closed out with the state of Alaska. We've had that grant, I think, since before, I think since early 2000s we've had that grant. It was to support the hospital project when it was going to go the first time. So it'll be nice to close that one out. They've been kind to give us extensions for this long. Let's see what else.
AMI.
We did receive this this week, the three gateways, which are the data collectors. Three of them were proposed to suffice for our needs. We got three of those, and then we got 24 of the meters. Our plan is to implement those 24 meters and the three gateways and the three areas and test them to see if they are actually collecting the furthest points within each of the ranges. The rest of the 2,480 meters are scheduled to be in Wrangell in early September, after which time the Municipal Light and Power crew will be busy installing those. And as soon as those meters are in place, you know, they'll start collecting and submitting the information. So one of the things that we're hopeful for is that the Cassell software will be installed and running up to speed to be able to marry up with this software system to ease the pain of everyone involved in all of the utility billing and electrical billing. Anyway, we're really excited about that. What else do we have?
Well, talking about power, what about the power building?
Yes, thank you. The powerhouse rehab design, we've got contract executed with P&D engineers. Discussion today, just trying to find out when we're going to have a kickoff meeting with them. They've got about six different disciplines on their design team that they're trying to coordinate a kickoff meeting time frame with, and we've asked for that to happen within the next 2 weeks. So that's where we are with that project.
Transfer station.
Yes, loading dock at the transfer station. Just waiting on the design documents to come back, and we'll be ready to issue that here shortly. I had another one that I was going to report on.
That was an interesting report on the transfer station that we got in our agenda tonight about, I didn't realize about, which makes all kinds of sense, the way that we're loading those containers and trying to get that last bale in. It's just impossible. So, but we'll get started on that transfer station fairly soon, correct?
Yeah, as soon as we have all the contract documents from the engineer, I just need to package up all the front end documents, and then we'll be able to put it out to bid. 21 days is our average advertising time, and then time you get contracts, within 2 months, I'd say, we might be to construction.
Good.
That's our hope.
So that and we should have concrete by that time available in town, and so that should go pretty smooth. Yeah. And then one other question. The Presbyterian section, a lot for extra parking for the high school. Are we moving forward slowly on that? And
so I did get the appraisal.
Oh, good.
That. So I think it was right at 250 for the appraisal, so I can move forward with that. I still have to do the surveying if we want to do the surveying, but that's what it would be for that lot.
$250 per square foot, $2.50?
$250,000 for that parcel.
So you're talking about property? That should probably be done in executive session before you guys...
Well, yeah, it's pretty well known. Yeah. Okay. That's what the appraisal came in.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't done anything with the survey yet.
Right.
So
yeah,
I can put that on the agenda.
We should talk about that. Yeah.
I have one more to report.
Okay.
Mars check.
Yes.
Yes. So we have P&D working with us on that. They did develop, they did their site visit and survey back in April. Have taken this time to develop the concepts and the cost estimates to go along with each of the concepts. We had four, actually five. There was one had a split consideration. We did select our preferred alternative with modifications. It came at a cost of $3.8 million. So the modifications and some different approaches that we discussed that the engineers are going to go back to the drawing table and pursue for us, trying to get us into the $2.2 million project range that we, with our 50-50 grant match from the state, you know, we have in place right now. The good news on that front is the governor did fund that harbor matching grant program with $5.5 million last week. And as long as that stays, I assume that's a done deal. Wrangell is ranked number one in the three projects that were submitted to that program. So I am fairly certain, again, as long as the money is, it remains in that program, we'll see an award for that project. I'm certain of it. So we have the 1.2 that we requested of the state. We have 1.2 from the Myers-Chuck Reserve Fund, and then the balance provided by the Harbor Fund for a $2.2 million project. Yeah.
Good.
So we'll keep you posted on developments there as they happen.
All right.
And then one last thing I'd like to report, that we hired a construction and facility manager to fill the position at the Capital Facilities Department. He began on Thursday of last week, actually. His name is Santiago Batista. He was going to be here tonight, but I asked him late, and he already had a commitment. I'll bring him in to introduce him to you, though. He's from the Philippines originally, has worked as a construction manager in Singapore on some pretty significant projects. His wife, they're here in Wrangell because his wife got a job at CERC. She's a nurse, permanent nurse there. So we're excited to have him. He's started digging into all the projects to understand the scope. And the details. He's very detail oriented, and I'm excited to have him. I think he's going to do a great job for the borough.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Where are we at with the Heritage Harbor resurfacing thing?
I've got to get back in touch with the contractor. There's been some back and forth on whether or not he agrees that he needs to repair that.
Okay.
And so I think one last letter to say, you have one chance to do this, or we're going to repair it for you, and we've reserved money to do that.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yep. Assembly Member DeBoard.
Heritage Harbor Zinks.
I'll let Steve report on that. Heritage Harbor Zinks,
I don't know. We're still working through that, so with the entity, I haven't gotten a report back from them yet. So it's on the list.
All right. Still working on that for the public. All right. Any other questions? Thank you. Good report.
Sorry, I didn't have my notes.
No, you did. Excellent. Borough Clerk's report, please.
Just working through Laserfish. And for somebody who's not IT tech savvy, there's a lot of IT stuff that goes along with it. So it's just kind of amazing. So I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel there. And I think I'm going to, after talking to our economic development director, look at possibly looking into some forms. It can happen. And there's a possibility. They have what they call like a marketplace. And so basically where other municipalities or communities have created forms, and they upload them, and all you can download them and just change it to modify and fit the needs of your community. And so I'm really excited about that. We're not there yet, so I just have to get in touch. Well, I know who to get in touch with, but she's on vacation. So anyway, so kind of, you know, get my feet wet a little bit more with that. So that'll be exciting, and maybe we can start to, utilizing that part of it more.
Okay.
And then, let's see. So one thing I wanted to ask, since Tom is here, I wanted to update the website, but garbage collection, that should be Tuesday, is going to be Wednesday, I'm assuming, for the 4th?
I'll actually have to follow up with
you. Okay, if you can follow up, and then I can make the modifications.
So. Yeah, it'll either be Monday or Wednesday.
Okay, all right.
So. And that brings a question up. Community member had for me. Is City Hall open Monday?
Yes.
Okay, but closed Tuesday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Good question.
Yeah.
So other than that, I really don't have anything. I'm just trucking along.
So Monday collection as normal.
Monday collection as normal, and just thinking about it here right now, Tuesdays will probably get picked up Wednesday because Tuesday's out the road. That's a longer day, and Monday we're going to be doing a lot of running around with all the events going on, and we're going to have a lot of garbage to pick. So I'd say Tuesday's garbage will be picked up Wednesday.
Okay, good. All right, any other questions for the borough manager? All right, mayor and assembly business. Does any assembly member have anything to report? All right.
No, thank you.